This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing, and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Fake news played a role in this election.
Phony stories and fake news.
There is no such thing as fake news. Do you know who determines what fake news is? You and me.
Robert Scott Bell.
There's not going to be a President Donald Trump.
60% of Republicans aren't going to vote for Donald Trump.
CNN projects Donald Trump wins the presidency.
Robert Scott Bell.
The National Institute of Health now calling the Zika virus a pandemic.
How dare you fill my head with such loathsome propaganda?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
It's Super Don Sunday. That's right. We're all going to watch the Super Don today. Super Don. Hey, Tom Brady's got nothing on you, Grandpa. Super Don Sunday it is. Welcome, one and all. And first day of the broadcast week here. I know a lot of y'all taking the time to just chill back, although I see some of the comments. Some people are doing some things to make sure the Federal Reserve doesn't come after them today. But that's in the show. It's in the chat room there, those of you watching on YouTube. Welcome, one and all, on radio around the world. We are syndicated by GCN, our home and broadcast radio syndication. John is on the board, so you know this show is going to go flawlessly. If anything screws up, it'll be my fault. And in the meantime, what that means, I'm not exactly sure. But I do know that I didn't have a day off this week, I don't think. Although I did travel, wouldn't I travel back from someplace last week? It's all a blur to me. It's already February. We missed Groundhog Day. For goodness sake, do we get up six
true.
More weeks of winter? What's happening?
I didn't even know. Is that what happened? Did you see his shadow?
Depends on where. And I don't know if they got groundhogs in every state. You've got General Beauregard Lee. General Lee, which if they still call him that, because that could be a racist name now, like the groundhog in Stone Mountain, Georgia, years ago. We would always watch. And I think they said in Atlanta he saw a shadow. So six more weeks of winter for those of you at the Super Dawn. I mean Super Bowl. Confused about that. The other one is Punxsutawney Phil. I don't know if Phil saw his shadow or not. And I don't know about any other states that do the groundhog or do they do the hedgehog. I don't know. But regardless, enjoy whatever you got coming. And get out there and if you're in the West, Mountain West, get out there and ski or snowboard or something. So yesterday, well, the last 2 days, Friday's show you all saw or listened to. Maybe you saw because we recorded it on Thursday and we did a live video hour. Converted into less than an hour for radio, of course, with Hagen Pierce and Paul Barrichello. We were leading into a very special, I would call it an advanced scientific seminar on a lot of the key technology, the QI technology. And I got Hagen's brilliant. That guy, I mean, he's a big guy. He's so young. You're like, wow, this guy has been through some stuff. He talked about at the age of 14, he was abducted by the Russian military, because he grew up in what was then East Germany. And this guy was so brilliant, they're like, dude, what did you do? What did you do? We need that. We want that. And you don't have a choice. And he was in a gulag for a while. I mean, you learn some backstories of people that you're like, we have no earthly idea what it was like to live behind the Iron Curtain as a kid. And so at 14 years of age, abducted and said, you know what? We want everything you got. And the guy withstood it until he could get out. But that guy is brilliant. And if you haven't listened to Friday's show, I'm just going to go back in time right now. It's not a way back machine. It's only 2 days old. Good Lord, the key technology is fascinating. And there's so much science that is validated behind it. Clinicals, peer-reviewed stuff coming out. I'm telling you, this is the solution to, you know, if we can't stop 5G, you want to protect yourself. Look into the Key Home technology, the Key Me technology, the Key Protection technology that's out there. The Key Shield, I think, is what they're calling it now as well. So there'll be more information coming out in the near term about that. But in the meantime, go to robertswater.com. Download the free ebook there on the water, of course, because we did that yesterday. Talked more about the echo technology, the molecular hydrogen, and more. But, dude, I'm telling you, Super Don, this guy is so amazing. Just enjoying getting to know him.
Not to mention the fact that he, on camera he looks about as big as Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks like he should be playing in the Super Bowl today.
But he's a gentle giant. And my wife said this to me today. She says, you know, Hagen's amazing. He's huge, but he walks gently, right? He walks so gentle compared to me, the little guy. I'm like, boom, 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 boom. This guy's the gentle giant. And he's provided technological leaps to produce this electron cloud through just... Well, again, I'm going to pause on that. Y'all go back and listen to some of what we did the other day on the show. In the meantime, we've got to do a lot of stuff. Hopefully, we might have a special guest helping me to answer one of the questions of the day on whole food nutrition, initials NAD. I don't know if we'll have him on, but this hour we got Michelle Cotterman, one of the smartest guests we ever have on. I always appeal to her intellect. Not that I need to, but she's terrific, and she's a nurse, and she's going to be talking about some contaminated vaccine issues. But first and foremost, on Super Sunday, Fox News, Fox is not hosting the Super Bowl. I think it's CBS this year. But we make fun of it. Sometimes we reluctantly agree with the so-called medical experts on Fox. Remember, like Manny Alvarez, I get mad whenever I have to agree with him once in a while. But that guy Siegel, Dr. Siegel, do we ever agree with him? Have we ever had to begrudgingly go, okay, on that? He actually said something we agree with. I'm just thinking.
Over the years, I would say we probably have at one point or another. But yeah. You know how these TV doctors are.
Yeah.
You know, they're beholden to something and somebody, aren't they?
They're desperate. They get paid the big bucks. Why? Because they'll say whatever they're told to say. You know, why is it that I'm not often in the mainstream media? Because I will not get paid to say stuff that I don't believe in, right? In fact, do I get paid to say any of it? Hardly. But the point is, when you're in the mainstream media at that level, again, Carol Alt had me on her show two or three times, and Ty Bollinger and Dr. Nick Gonzalez, and eventually they canceled her show because it was not beholden necessarily to the pharmaceutical interests that advertise on Fox or any of the other networks, 24-hour news networks or otherwise. But we have a vaccine cult. We have a vaccine death cult that is in desperate throes for its own survival. Because more and more of you have woken up to the reality, the danger of injecting toxic poisons. In fact, you look at the whole outrage over the governor of Virginia. From the political left, we call it, our leftist liberal friends, no outrage whatsoever on his comments of post-birth termination of lives, of babies. Nah, that's not the outrage. The outrage comes when in 1984, a yearbook from college, apparently, he may have been dressed in blackface or as a Klansman. That's the outrage? Really? Back in 84, that stuff happened. There was a lot of racism that was reminiscent from previous generations, because where did kids learn to be racist? From their moms and dads and from their grandparents, right? And so that's transitioned over the years, where you don't have that. That's not acceptable. I'm not endorsing it. But really, that's the outrage? Leftists? No outrage on killing babies? No. In fact, the outrage from the left is when you don't want to inject toxic poisons into your babies, who are alive after birth, that you won't kill. That, you know, that's where the selective outrage is ridiculous, where I have no patience or tolerance. And I try to be a patient and tolerant man to our friends on the political left. You want to be outraged about something? Killing babies! No, none of that. But you don't want to vaccinate? Listen to Dr. Siegel as he talks about it on Fox News, the outrage he has for fellow doctors who are providing exemptions. Exemptions. And the claims that Dr. Siegel makes... Dude, this guy like Perry Mason? What is this? Hold on. Let me see if I can get that cranked up again. I apologize for the delay, but I didn't get to test this as I go. Wish me luck here. We're going to listen to Dr. Siegel from Fox News right now.
People are getting letters of exemption so they don't have to get the vaccination.
Bill, this is a disgrace, and it's a study that came out in the journal Pediatrics this week, and I am hoping that the doctors that are responsible for this get prosecuted, because there's a few doctors...
What are they doing?
I apologize. Dr. Siegel's not wanting to be heard on this thing, and I don't know why, what's going on. But suffice
Here,
it to
let
say...
Let me try. Yeah. Let me try.
Can you try it? Okay.
People are getting letters of exemption so they don't have to get the vaccination. What can you report about that?
Bill, this is a disgrace, and it's a study that came out in the journal Pediatrics this week, and I am hoping that the doctors that are responsible for this get prosecuted, because there's a few doctors...
What are they doing?
A few doctors in California that are not even pediatricians are writing exemption letters for a ton of kids in certain schools, where some schools have up to 20% of their kids don't have the measles, mumps, rubella vaccine because they got a crazy exemption letter that's fraudulent.
Now, the last statement is the worst of all, a crazy exemption letter that's fraudulent. On what basis does Dr. Siegel get to make that statement about physicians who are duly licensed in that area? If you believe in licensure, that's a secondary story. But he says they're crazy exemptions and they're fraudulent. Super Don, I'm beside. Physicians should be up in arms over this physician and call for his firing. How does he make such an audacious? Well, because they're absolutely stumped. It's like, what are we going to do? We put in SB 277 to stop the religious exemptions, to stop the personal philosophical exemptions. All we have left are medical exemptions. What they said, we are not coming after doctors. That's their purview. That's their. Now you got Siegel desperately on Fox News saying they're fraudulent, they're crazy. And I'm telling you, folks, this is a good day. This is a good sign. The people in America, and I know that not everybody, you gain your, we talk about going insane in groups. We talk about regaining sanity one by one individually. And they have to fight against it. They are increasingly working to marginalize you and me. But even worse, to ostracize and demonize us, to dehumanize us. I think we should all in solidarity put on Stars of David, just like in World War II, Nazi Germany, put on some yellow Stars of David, maybe put a little vaccine needle in it with a thing that goes through it that we don't get them. And then put the example out, because this is indeed what could happen. If you don't start, you don't want to talk about a New Year's resolution in 2019, start talking to your neighbor, start talking to every fan, even if they disagree with you, and explain to them what's happening here. The dehumanization of the people who have woken up due to tragedies, vaccine injuries and vaccine deaths, ex-vaxxers. And now they want to basically make it so that they can arrest you. He argued, we should arrest these people. You know what? Get into your churches, your synagogues, your mosques, your houses of worship, and talk to people, because you're going to have to counteract this increasing vitriol and attempts by the mainstream media, the 24-hour news networks, whether it's leftist MSNBC or so-called pseudo-conservative Fox, to demonize and victimize you.
The revolution will be broadcast.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at CancerTutor.com.
Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way. Gold is a better way.com. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the now national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. This book may not be for you, but if you're like most people, you'll be blown away when you learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. And as a bonus for hitting the bestsellers list, I've been gifted 250 copies from my publisher. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, I want to send you a copy of the national best-selling book. You can buy it on Amazon or go to Barnes & Noble or be among the first 250 people to reply. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776 to claim your free national best-selling book now. That's the word bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Just text the word bestseller to 49776.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, back at it on Super Dawn Sunday. We have the New Orleans Saints against the New England. Wait, what happened to the Saints there, Super Dawn?
No. Oh, dude, that's just mean. That's just mean.
They were supposed to be there.
I'm throwing hot dogs and pizza at you right now. That's just not that cool.
Well,
it's the Rams. It's the L.A. Rams and, right. And the Patriots who just never seem to go away.
I'll make my prediction later in the show. Not that anybody's interested. But anyway, okay. We got Michelle Cotterman, Health Freedom Ohio, and more coming up. And I noticed that Joni Abbott is now participating in Health Freedom Ohio, or Health Freedom Iowa. So these state-level movements for health freedom are happening. And I think, Michelle, you and your friends and family members are doing incredible work there to not only stimulate health freedom in your state, but how it's propping up in other states as well. Michelle, welcome back.
Oh, thanks for having me on, Robert. Yeah, it's definitely a movement that we need to see happen in all 50 states. Beyond the vaccination issue, we have this slow creep of the medical model that wants to remove our ability to decline their products. And so it's now or never, we have to stand up and start protecting our right as consumers to choose who we want to pay to consult us on our health care.
But, you know, you got this Dr. Siegel, the MD guy at Fox News, saying, hey, you're basically accusing the doctors who provide exemptions in California of fraud, and they should be prosecuted. I'm like, on what basis is he saying anything that's happening is fraudulent when you issue an exemption? A doctor is allowed to do that by the very statutes that were created by SB 277.
Yeah, that's absolutely ridiculous. And anybody who doesn't understand the biological mechanisms behind vaccine injury would only make a statement like that. He's clearly ignorant and doesn't understand the issue and the dangers of vaccination. I'm sure that if you asked him if they were 100% safe, he would say no. But he wouldn't be able to tell you what that looks like. But a lot of parents could.
Yeah, I want, you know, Siegel to answer the question. What is specifically is the fraud that you're claiming? What is it? What is the act of fraud? Because that's a criminal accusation as well as describing the persecution or prosecution he would like to see of these doctors. Providing the fact, interestingly enough, that we're going to cover a story later on in this show that shows that even if you have 100% vaccination rates of, for instance, MMR, it's impossible to achieve their fictitious holy grail of herd immunity because the shots themselves are admittedly unable to provide immunity.
Right. Yeah, that's true. Or at least they're made up make-believe herd immunity that they say. And, you know, another issue is asymptomatic measles infections are a possibility, too. So kids could be infected with measles virus, spreading it to others but not show symptoms like we see with pertussis and influenza.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I have two kids, and we got them measles and chicken pox as soon as we know it was out there. And, of course, people are shocked by that. I'm like, no, that's what we all used to do. Go back, talk to your grandparents if they're still around, and ask them what happened when measles was going around and chicken pox was going around when they were kids. Or that it's so absurd what has occurred now that, you know, now it's like the death knell is, you know, I can hear the Monty Pythons get down, bring out your dead. Wait, no one's dying from measles? You know, they weren't, and they aren't, and it was prior to the vaccine introduction, in fact. It was very rare for any deaths happening, and of course, we talk about pre-existing issues, abject nutrient deficiencies, other things related to the law of the terrain, which is not something considered at all by the vaccine concept, all germ theory stuff. And so if we're looking at the vaccine paradigm as it's run today, it is based on the thing they like to throw at us, pseudoscience. It's not real scientific endeavor. We know there are no double-blind placebo-controlled studies that have been conducted on any one vaccine, much less a combination of them. And so we're left with the disaster that occurs and the physicians who are woken up and conscious providing exemptions because they know how dangerous they are.
Yeah, you're right. And as far as fraud goes, I mean, I think what happened recently with the omnibus autism proceeding and the Dr. Zimmerman affidavit that was put out, I mean, that is fraudulent. That's what we should be talking about, not about doctors trying to protect children from vaccine reactions.
Yeah, and having Zimmerman now the key witness for the government on many cases prior to them firing him. Why did they fire him? Because he said, hey, you're misusing my perspective in here wrongly, because he said that in certain instances there's a vulnerable subpopulation, I'm paraphrasing now, that could be subject to harm that could lead to autism. And then they said, we no longer need your services. And then they 5,000 or so of the cases in the vaccine court, the kangaroo court, were summarily dismissed and no compensation was given, nor that even if you give monetary compensation, it's a pale well, you can't really make those people whole again, especially if their child was lost permanently. Folks, we got a lot more healing to go. Michelle Cotterman's with us. We're going to talk about vaccine contaminants coming out of Kentucky. And she's had some direct interaction with them, and she's going to reveal it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show next.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Sciences back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Virginia Democratic Governor Ralph Northam is getting calls from all sides calling for him to step down over the racist photo that appeared in his 1984 medical school yearbook. But on ABC's This Week, Democrat and former Virginia Congressman Jim Moran says people shouldn't make a judgment until they know all the facts.
Facts that we do know, that Ralph has expanded Medicaid to hundreds of thousands of uninsured Virginians, a disproportionate number of whom are African Americans. He has promoted the career of his very talented lieutenant governor in every possible way. He's invested in better preschools and public schools and minority neighborhoods. So we know what he has done as governor.
President Donald Trump ridiculed Northam's statement Saturday in a tweet and also referred to comments the governor made earlier in the week on late-term abortion, adding, "unforgivable." You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, let's be honest. Even Americanus Bubicanus, that's the average American six-pack beer swilling, whatever, is not fully vaccinated. As an adult in America, you are not fully vaccinated. The whole idea of herd immunity. Everybody's got to get this right. Who's getting booster shots as adults, right? Unless you're in an old age home where they got you coming and going. So, you know, I talked about real ID mandates, 2020, and then Argentina tying. Was it Argentina Superdon? I just like yeah, I don't know. It's Super Don
Sunday. Real ID situation?
Yeah, the real ID was Argentina, wasn't it? And, and how they would tie that in, you know, if you want to travel, if you want to enter a federal building, it's not only that you need this biometric data and social security number links. We're going to say, you know, it's tied to your medical records, and you're not fully vaccinated. You can't get on a plane. So by Super Bowl, I don't know if it's going to be next year, but soon after, they're working on it. Not only if you want to go to the Super Bowl, which is a very limited audience, 70,000 or so people, they're going to say, well, what's your vaccine status? What's your ID? Say, oh, you can't come in. Okay, that's easy. How about the way they're controlling internet streams? Because cable's gone, everybody's streaming stuff. They will shut down internet streams. You want to watch the Super Bowl? Enter your status, and we're going to track and see if you're fully up to date on your vaccines. And then suddenly, American Bubaconis beer swilling will go, oh, I don't want to miss the Super Bowl. Give me my shots. I'm just saying, these are the agendas. You heard it here first on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Michelle, not for you, though. I know that you'll stand fast, even if you don't get to watch the Super Bowl.
You know, I'm not a big sports fan, so definitely not something I'm going to be missing out on.
Now, I'm just thinking of all the ways that they can emotionally monkey wrench people back into the thing. They're not going back. They're losing. They're going to have to increasingly use police state tactics. And that is only going so far in America before the people push back. Already, adults don't want to get vaccine boosters. So how are you going to tie it in? You tie it in ID. I've warned everybody about that. Now, what about vaccine contamination? Would that be enough to go, you know, I might even be into vaccines, but, dude, they're contaminated. I'm not going to get them. Here's the headline. It reads, infections linked to Kentucky company that allegedly gave contaminated vaccinations at workplaces. And Michelle Cotterman, you know what's going on there.
Yeah, well, when I saw the headline and I read through the article, it was very vague. It didn't really give you a lot of information. It just stated that you could experience an infection at the vaccination site, redness, swelling, even some people developing hard lumps up to 12 weeks after they received their vaccination. So they didn't say where in Ohio or what companies or what was going on. So I looked at the Ohio Department of Health website, and there was nothing there. And when I saw that, I thought, gosh, that is so irresponsible. So I decided to call the Kentucky Department for Public Health, and I spoke to the acting state epidemiologist there, and he informed me that the contamination issue was a result of handling. So apparently this company, Location Vaccination, which is a company that provides on-site vaccination clinics in the workplace, and there's even some that are happening in the school system, but this company provides on-site vaccination clinics. They were pre-drawing the vaccines to be administered at these on-site clinics, transporting them to the on-site location, administering them. And then the ones that they didn't use, they took back to their warehouse and stored for the next clinic.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. They take the shots out and they put them back for next time?
Yes, that's what they were doing. Now, he said that the company kept horrible records, so they have no idea what companies hired them, how many people are affected. They had thrown away most of the supplies before they located where the problem was coming from. So they got six of these pre-drawn vaccinations and tested them. Two of the six were heavily contaminated with all kinds of microorganisms. And here's the best part, Robert. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
You know how people do gross things to food?
Super Don does all the time.
I mean, but you've seen those videos where people will, like, rub a piece of bread in their armpit and then put it on the burger and serve it.
I know nothing of this. Michelle, why do you think I know about this? I know nothing of this.
I've seen the videos. the surveillance videos. Okay, so listen to this.
Oh, you mean like at the fast food joints when they get caught on camera doing gross? Oh, God.
Yes. So apparently, a lot of the contamination was an oral type of microorganism.
What? They're spitting on the vaccines? What are
they like lick the syringe or something?
Somebody licked the vial stopper before drawing it up, spit in the syringe.
What?
I don't know. They tested the vials. They tested the syringes used. They were clean.
Right.
But two of these six were heavily contaminated. And one of the organisms that they're seeing causing a problem in people is called non-tuberculosis mycobacterium. Now, mycobacterium is an infection that is very difficult to diagnose because the organism must be cultured on a special medium, and so it won't be detected in a typical wound culture, which means these are leading to misdiagnosis and improper treatment. So one of the issues with these infections is that they require multiple antibiotics for extended periods of time, sometimes months to years of antibiotics to clear.
Do they ever misdiagnose Mycobacterium non-TB as TB?
No. They're okay. Very different organisms.
Okay.
Very different organisms. He even told me that some of these cases were so bad they required surgical removal of the colonies.
Wow. And this is all coming from this, maybe it wasn't contaminated early on, although there's a lot of evidence to say that the vaccines aren't clean like you think they are. Liam Sheff wrote about that. It's like scraping stuff up from the street and putting it in. It's not that much more advanced, even though they kind of have good PR about it. But I just see this delivery. I didn't know about this like location vaccination delivery services where you just call them up and say, come to our office and get everybody vaccinated. It's like Uber Eats. Now it's Uber Shots. This is not good.
Yes. Yes. Now, some of the issues that I have with this is that where's the oversight? Why is this even allowed to happen? Why are they providing unquality products? There's absolutely no oversight on this issue. Something like this should never happen. Vaccinations should only be I think they should never be administered, but they should only be administered in a doctor's office if you want them. None of this on-site vaccination program should be existing at all. This should never happen.
I just think about the insanity of the vaccine construct. It's more insane by the day, right? Just
it's
the word
insane.
Of coming
it's
in,
insane.
No oversight.
And the other issue is that the press release undermines the very serious nature of a mycobacterial infection. They don't even tell you what it is in the press release. They just say, oh, you need to seek medical attention, and if you think you're somebody, get a hold of us so we can tell you how you need to test to find out if this is what you have.
Wow.
But their main takeaway was get vaccinated again because we don't think the vaccines worked.
Right. Michelle, we've been talking for, I don't know, now a year, a couple of years, and I got to ask, as a health professional that you are, is it easier or harder or more controversial, less controversial to talk about these things, for instance, in the workplace environment, than it was when you first learned of this?
Well, once I felt confident in what it was that I was reading and I had a good understanding of what the issues were, I wouldn't say that I felt restrained.
Okay.
I'm pretty vocal about it everywhere that I go. Sometimes I might test the water and see where somebody's at in their process.
Right.
Because to me, it's all about being tactful in the way you present information. If you get somebody on the defense, then they're not going to hear what you say next.
Well, and this goes to the art of communication and also the safety of communication. I don't want people going out there and start yelling and screaming at people because they're vaccinating. That's not going to help. But, you have all of the facts on your side. But what we find is that when you utilize facts, I remember tweeting out something pretty simple. There are no double-blind placebo-controlled studies to show safety or efficacy of any of the vaccines on the schedule. And this was years ago I did this on Twitter. And, man, the skeptics came out, and all they could do was yell at me because I stated a fact. Now, this was before we got the HHS to admit, that there are none going on. So it is the art and creative art of communication. Because we look increasingly at the hostility, and as I said, the Siegel guy, Dr. Siegel, laying out this agenda to criminalize those who don't vaccinate or dehumanize them. And I said, one of the things that I've seen proposed, I think would be an idea, everybody wear a Jewish Star of David. You don't have to be Jewish to do it, just as recognition and solidarity with a symbol of a syringe with it crossed out to show this is what they're trying to do to the people who have woken up and said, I shall not, you shall not pass, right? You shall not inject my children or me with this stuff.
Yeah, well, I think that a lot of these talking points are missing the very obvious fact that vaccination does not equal immunization. And that's pretty clear when you start looking at titer checks. So many people will lose their antibodies over a period. And if you think antibodies are what you need to be protected, I personally think it's more complicated than just having antibodies versus not having them. But based on their gold standard of antibody presence, that is telling you you're immune to something. So if that's true, then why are we not having titer-based vaccination programs? That's the common sense way to vaccinate.
Right. If you're,
if people want to.
It, well, and of course, we've talked about the fact that, for instance, the flu vaccine, their success, according to their own measures, depends on do we elicit an antibody response, not whether you got the flu or not. That's irrelevant, right? You can have the antibodies and still get the flu, and they'll say, oh, it's not really the flu because you had a flu shot. So there's absurdity after absurdity, and now we find contamination issues, whether it's from manufacturer in China or whether they say, no, this one's fine, but, oh, on upon delivery, we have companies that will come to your office that will spit in the vaccines or just pull them out of the vial and put them back in the vial and then reissue them later. I mean, these things, you can't make this stuff up.
Yeah, you're right. It's a very problematic issue. It's absolutely abhorrent that this is happening, and I am totally disgusted with the way the health department is handling this. They're making a state of emergency over measles cases. Meanwhile, we have over 50, less than 100 people with this mycobacterial infection that's going to take maybe years of antibiotics to get rid of?
Mm-hmm.
This is not acceptable. You know, you can see the media hype and the propaganda push, and then they ignore all of the issues and problems and concerns. And so, in essence, the vaccination program creates anti-vaxxers because you're hurting people with the product.
Exactly. And soon there will be nobody left to speak up for vaccinations, and that'll be an okay day, except for the tragedies that have occurred along the way that were unnecessary. Because those people are not listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. They're not part of Health Freedom Ohio or wherever the Health Freedom Movement is at the moment and listening to Michelle Cotterman. Listen, we got a lot more healing to go. Michelle, can you hang out till the top of the hour with us?
Sure, let's do it.
We've talked about heavy metals being injected via vaccination. How about drinking them in your children's fruit juices? Yeah, we got that coming up as well. And where's the state of emergency declaration on autism induced by vaccines? Don't hold your breath, kids. All right, robertscottbell.com. Links are up in the show notes. Check them out, share them, and let everybody know we are live right now.
Great heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSV, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we've shared these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own
but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show, Super Dawn Sunday. For those of you listening live, but again, doesn't expire, except you'll know if you're listening later who won or lost the inconsequential Super Bowl. In reality, how's it going to affect you? Unless you're betting heavily on one team or the other. That was the other painful part of the whole lawsuit against the NFL, because the Saints lost because a call wasn't called or whatever. And they're like, dude, what do we do? Nothing. Apparently nothing. Maybe they'll replay non-calls next year, Super Don, and it won't happen again.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath. But
no, you're not. We'll see. All right, fruit juice. Kids love fruit juice. Now, there's a lot of reasons why fruit juice, not especially store-bought, there's 10% real juice in that fruit juice, especially if it's not organic. But, you know, even if it is organic, take out all of the fiber and the pulp that you would get in the whole fruit. You deliver it, it's high. Even if it's not added high fructose corn syrup, you're talking about fruit sugars and things, you know, sitting on the teeth. There's a lot of reasons why fruit juice is not optimal. Now, if you're juicing and you get the whole plant, different story. But apparently there's some other things in fruit juices they're finding not so good for you moms and dads out there caring for your kids. Consumer Reports now finding what the Health Ranger found some years ago. Heavy metals in fruit juices. Arsenic, lead, in addition to unhealthy levels of what they're calling sugar. Michelle, again, fruit juice and kids, not all that it's cracked up to be.
No, I can't lie. Like, I will buy the store-bought fruit juice for my kids, but we make sure it's organic, and we mm-hmm. get the glass jars when yeah. we can.
Mm-hmm.
But I use it to hide things like fish oil for the kids. Right. So it helps them take that. Otherwise, they think it's gross, and I can't get them to take it. So I guess it serves a purpose. But, yeah, heavy metals in juice. I mean, I would imagine a lot of processed products are heavily contaminated with heavy metals.
Yeah, this is one of those things that, if I remember correctly, and we had Mike Adams on a few years back talking about this, that even organic was concerned, because what were they analyzing organic foods for? Primarily pesticides. Make sure there's no pesticide, which is great, but they never thought, or I don't know, didn't care, especially stuff that's being imported from Asia and China, to check, hey, I wonder if the soils were contaminated with heavy metals. Well, apparently, there's some evidence of that. Now, they're not specifically saying it's inorganic fruit juices or not, but this is a reality of these store-bought. You just don't know. And we have to work so hard to remineralize folks and to detoxify them, kids especially, of heavy metals from all sources, whether it be vaccines or if they're still doing mercury amalgams, or we talk about water supplies being contaminated due to old pipes, you know, whether it's Flint, Michigan or around the country in America. Plenty of heavy metals coming in. Add to the mixed fruit juice. Not a lot of good reasons to be doing that. And I get it. I'm a parent, and we'll sometimes have, over the years, have brought in fruit juices, organic, of course. And it is concerning. Of course, we are supplementing our kids with 100% whole food selenium as well, and silica. And, you know, silica, of course, is associated with aluminum detox. But we have to strategically acknowledge we live in a contaminated world right now. How do we navigate? Just like we talked about 5G. We can't stop it, apparently. What can we do to live in that world? And those are the strategies and substances and technologies we're bringing forward here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that you'll hear here often first before anybody else picks up on it. And even if I'm reporting on a second, third, or fourth, it doesn't matter. It's not about who's first. It's about getting this information out. All right, Michelle. Sorry about that pause that refreshes. Any other things you want to relate on Super Dawn Sunday related to the Kentucky story or fruit juices or anything? Because we appreciate
you
here.
Well, I was just thinking, I was looking for it, sorry. You know, a friend of mine sent me a study that showed that kids who have high levels of lead, they have reduced response to vaccinations. I'm going to have to find that. But I remember she sent me that study. I'm going to have to find it and send it to you guys.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, reduced response to vaccines?
Yeah, so like if these fruit juices are contaminated with lead, or we have all this lead in the drinking water, you know, the parents who do want to vaccinate, their kids may respond not so well to the vaccinations they're getting them. It may not even protect them at all. Well, but in their mind, anyway, if the child is heavy in lead, that's interesting, right?
Yeah, well, again, there's a lot of confounding factors, environmental or whatever, not discussed in any way, shape, or form, much less in the mainstream media, but certainly among medical professionals. Super Don. Oh, man, we're out of time. How did this happen? How did we get here so fast? All right, hour one is down. Michelle gave us her prediction for the Super Don Bowl, or Super Bowl, if we're allowed to say that. And we've got a whole other hour of broadcast healing. We're going to talk to you, well, maybe not a doc. We got questions of the day on silver, on whole food supplementation, statins, cannabis, and more vaccine discussion here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why would we do this? Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few hour session, but this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a 3-month period, so they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.